Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Celebrity news that's just right for the picking, okay? Now, Heidi and Frank are enjoying the day off, but have no fear, darling, because ATL was holding it down for ya.
Hey.
So before we get started, we got a big happy birthday shout out to the queen bee herself, yes. Beyonce.
Happy birthday, queen.
Ooh. Happy birthday, bee. What you got to say, Gary?
How old is she today?
She's 38 years old.
She 40?
Yes, 38.
Oh.
Anyway, y'all, later we got to get to everything. We got two celebrity engagements. We got a singer pranking her fiance, a celebrity bromance, and an actress talking about not having sex, and a friend of the show got her toes in somebody's mouth.
Uh-oh.
But first, HK, what you got?
Well, Lord of mercy, seems like things are a bit toxic between Britney Spears and ex-husband Kevin Federline and her dad, 61-year-old Jamie Spears. Now, Kevin filed a police report and was granted a 3-year restraining order against Jamie after an argument between Jamie and the ex's 13-year-old son, Sean Preston, became heated.
Wow, like how heated?
So, allegedly, Sean Preston ran to a room to get away from his grandfather, but Jamie broke into the room and began shaking Preston real rough like.
Uh-oh.
I wonder what happened. Like, did he steal his false teeth, his reading glasses? You know, the grandparents can get a little feisty.
I don't know, but I mean, this been going down. I mean, with black folks, I mean, you're going to get shook up. You're going to get spanked. Slap.
Black grandparents can weaponize anything. Extension cord, phone handle, the old school joints.
Mm-mm.
But black may do that, but when you're not rich, they may do it. These people are rich, and he's not going to shake his grandchild at it because his mom runs him.
But a 3-year restraining order?
Yeah,
think about it now. If I'm correct, now Jamie took over Britney's finances and pretty much her guardian.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he was pretty much like the father, you know, guardian to this little boy. So he felt the right to shake him up.
So I don't know what it was that this kid did that made Jamie so mad.
He
but
probably
you
deserved
shake him?
That shaking.
He might have told his granddad, my mom owns your ass.
My mother can buy you. Like, what's the worst beating y'all ever got by a grandparent?
If you don't have weps when you're done getting a whooping, you didn't get a whooping.
Yeah.
Like, from a switch or a belt, like, if you wasn't wept up, you didn't get no whooping. You had them strikes on you like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Them sweat, honey, you did not play with your grandparents. They could look at you, and you knew you was wrong. You'd be like, oop.
Passion of the brat.
Okay, for real.
Now, y'all, Katy Perry just pulled an epic prank on her fiancé, Orlando Bloom, y'all. Orlando was on BBC radio show doing a promo for his new Amazon show, Carnival Row. And while playing a game of celebrity impressions with the caller, Orlando was asked to judge a Katy Perry impersonator. Take a look.
So, Gemma, let's hear your best Katy Perry impression.
I kissed a girl and I like it.
Any more, Gemma?
Yeah.
How you feeling,
Gemma,
about that?
That was great. Really well done. Not convinced, but, you know, hard for me because I do live with that voice, so.
True. Hi, Katy Perry.
Hi. Hi, baby.
Oh, dude. Babe, was that you, Babs?
Honey, I thought you knew me better.
You know what I think, dude, was just waiting for the auto-tune version, the mastered version that you hear in the radio.
Yeah, like studio Katy Perry.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
She was trying to throw him off, though.
She was. because I feel like there is no way I wouldn't know Dennis's voice. Like, I feel like you just know it.
You
like
should.
even like in a store, if he's far away, like my mom, any like you should be able to hear, like you hear
you
people.
You should know their voice, and he should know this woman's voice. He's sleeping with her, and Bill, does she need to leave him now?
Forget about the voice. What about body part? If they showed y'all like a little piece of a body part, would y'all know y'all man's or y'all woman's parts?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
you would.
Yeah, like long as it don't play weird. Like, yo, you know, whose elbow is this?
Whose knee is this? Well, y'all, love is in the air because we have two new celebrity engagements to report. Jonah Hill is engaged to his girlfriend of about a year, Gianna Santos, and Jonah recently bought a love nest for the two in Santa Monica for about $6.7 million.
Okay, Jonah.
Okay, Jonah.
We got them in. Yeah.
And a friend to the show, Judge Faith Jenkins, surprised folks when she took to social media to announce her engagement to R&B singer Kenny Lattimore.
Wow.
She posted this pic with the caption, "Kenny, in a world where I was told my standards were too high, you came in my life from day one and exceeded them all. You made me thankful that I refused to settle. You embody all I've ever wanted in a life partner, my husband-to-be. I always knew you existed."
Oh, that's sweet.
I guess she don't like comedians, but that's good, though, you know. She did great.
Was she with a comedian before him?
She did date one of our close
second
comedian friends.
Dish exclusive! You know, I think that is beautiful. And how was she able to keep the whole dating process private? Because she's very known and he's well known. Yeah. Shantae Moore's ex-husband.
Exactly.
She was able to keep that on the hush.
Well, I think the story would have been bigger if it, like, happened, like, I don't know, 1998. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you ain't heard that new Gucci Kenny Lattimore record. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a minute. And big ups to both of these couples for getting together and, like, you know, taking that next big step. But Jonah Hill shocks me because he's still young. And to only be dating somebody a year, and then to get married in California, a place where if it don't work out, you're going to have to run half of that? You're going to be living in a guest house, fam.
I wouldn't even want my engagement announced, honey, if you're buying $6.7 million mansions and the other one just happy.
Can't put a price tag on happiness, Gary.
They didn't need to be announced at the same time.
Because Jonah's showing out right
Jonah
now.
Jonah's showing the hell out.
Yeah, he's
and they only been together a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the happy couple.
All right, now when you think of Brad Pitt's friends, you think of The Usual Suspects, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Matt Damon, and Kanye West. Now, it may seem crazy because they have different political and religious views, but Brad stopped by Kanye West's Sunday service this past weekend, and the two of them were even seen chatting and having a good old time. Now, a source close to them said, "Kanye and Brad have been friendly for a while, and there's definitely a common respect between the two of them. Kanye's always been a big fan of Brad." Now, who's not, right?
Right. Look what the Lord has done. Has
Look
brought them
done.
Together.
And especially after Benjamin Button, I always felt like Brad Pitt was a soulful white. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he definitely identifies a little bit with the black
experience. Taraji was his mom.
Now, we've been adopted Brad Pitt now. He's been to the cookouts and everything like that.
He dated somebody black, too. I think
yes,
that's
he
what we
did.
Accepted
I want to say Robin Givens. Yeah.
But anyway, so now that Brad is Kanye's friend, do you think he could probably get him to not do this?
Oh my God, that's so disgusting. Let's just think so I don't throw up in Dish Nation right now. Like he had some of his ear itched, and when he scratched his ear, he felt a little hangnail on his nail. So he went to kind of.
No, all that didn't happen that fast. Ooh. It was literally, I want to eat this.
Ugh.
But you know, I know somebody else who uses their own bodily stuff to like do stuff to themselves.
Who?
Gary.
What?
What'd you do with your earwax?
What?
You use your earwax.
Yeah.
Oh,
on his lips.
Yeah, that's what it does. That I just remember.
For, like,
he actually uses his earwax to moisturize his lips.
Well, yeah, I mean, because that's wax. So you want to wax your lips, you want your lips to be moisturized.
But it's inner ear dirt.
There's no moisture,
it's
though, in the ear.
There's moisture in your ear wax, honey.
No, can you do it now?
Oh, my God, please.
No, I mean, I don't have nothing in my ear because I cleaned my ear up.
Oh, but, you used it all yesterday.
And you said I cut my nail. When you cut your nail out, then you can't.
Oh, you get it from under your nail?
Yes, bitch, because that's where you get the wax from. You collect it.
Get the bucket.
We need this.
Anyway, child,
CDC.
Up next, honey, we'll tell you, honey, what actress hasn't had sex in 15 years, Portia. Come back, honey. We'll
Not
talk
me,
about
bitch.
It.
Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS. IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Well, it looks like Hollywood isn't the only wood that Linda Hamilton is taking a break from.
Oh.
Now, in a recent interview with the New York Times, the Terminator star got real about her sex life. Now, she told reporters, I've been celibate for at least 15 years. One loses track because it just doesn't matter, or at least it doesn't matter to me. I have a very romantic relationship with my world every day and the people who are in it. So what y'all think about that? Could y'all go 15 years?
That is a very long time.
But you know what? And talking about Linda, and I just realized Linda and I, we have a lot in common, too.
What?
She's bipolar.
Oh, really?
She's bipolar, too. And you, when you're bipolar, you don't think about sex. Sex is nasty. And
I don't know about that. I know a couple people who are bipolar.
Oh, really?
Pretty sexual.
Pretty, like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But what about her bopping at 46 to now she's 60-something? Like, is there an age where you really start not caring about sex?
Well, it seems like it gets to a point where, like, as you get up there in age, it almost becomes like a hazard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's going that long without sex, you might start a fire down there.
But women could go longer without sex than a man.
Yeah, we don't really. It's not a like a huge deal.
Yeah, because
like you said, we're very emotionally connected. Mm-hmm, we're very visual.
Yeah.
So it's like if it ain't the right person, I can really chill. Right. To be honest. But now, if it's the right person, you don't need to be holding back from me. You need to give me what I want. Give it to me.
That's pretty aggressive.
Give it to me. Give it to me now. Yeah. Give it to me.
Well, y'all, moving on, I have some bad news for you Netflix fans. Your favorite streaming service is killing the binge-watching habit.
No, what am I going to do with my life?
Oh, I don't know how to live your best life, but according to reports, starting in October, Netflix will no longer release episodes of certain shows all at once. Starting with the competition series, The Great British Baking Show and Rhythm and Flow. The reason for this change is probably the other streaming services that are coming out soon that have them worried. So to keep you from deleting your account, Netflix put this model in place so you can come back week to week for more of your favorite shows.
I'm not affected.
You're not affected?
I'm not affected.
You don't get to watch a show back to back anyway.
We are bingers, but it takes me like 6 months to watch a 10-episode series.
Me too.
Like, you know, like, I slow dance with all these series.
Yeah.
So
really?
I won't be affected at all.
See, this is like me. Like, when I have my off day, that is what I want to do. I want to binge watch on Working Moms. Like, I want to binge watch and get a couple in there.
Yeah.
So, this whole make you want to come back, that's the whole thing. I can't come back. I don't remember, you know, to come back and watch the episode, so I like to watch all at once.
I mean, you can stagger it out for the length of time of the series and then binge watch the whole thing.
So that means so y'all don't Netflix and chill no more then?
You damn near won't be able to.
Actually,
unless you're just going to watch it week to week. That's like regular TV series that come on. Like, you got to wait for Power every week. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like that.
That is going to mess up Netflix and chill, though. Because, see, you can always act like it's on, and then by the time y'all still doing what y'all doing, and say, are you still watching so-and-so? No, we not watching.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
If you're like me and always are on the go, you need a bag to carry your necessary essentials, and you definitely need this messenger bag. It has an interior charger station, a battery pack that provides up to 2 hours of recharge, a 2,000 milliamp per hour lithium-ion battery, and a waterproof pouch. And this bag is big enough to fit a 10-inch laptop or a tablet.
Ooh, I need this bag now. Is there anything else you can tell me about it?
Well, Gary, this bag also has one interior padded tech pocket, two interior open pockets, and one exterior easy access pocket, so you don't have to worry about running out of pockets anytime soon. You'll never be out of pocket.
Oh. So, hey, Craig, how much is it?
Well, Portia, usually this Sharper Image Messenger bag with power bank has been seen as high as $50, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $24.
Oh!
Lord.
Yeah.
Yep, just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Well, honey, up next, y'all, we'll tell you why actor Robert Pattinson might have a pleasurable problem on his hands. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. All right, y'all. Actor Robert Pattinson might have a problem. He can't stop pleasuring himself.
Oh, what? Like the pleasure principle?
Although he's best known for being a sexy vampire in the Twilight movies and for recently being cast as the new Batman, Robert is starting to become known for his self-love in scenes as well.
All right, now.
In an interview with Variety magazine, the actor said, "I keep masturbating. In the last 3 or 4 movies, I've got a masturbation scene. I did it in High Life, I did it in Damsel, and The Devil All the Time. I only realized when I did it for the 4th time."
Did you write all that down, Gary, those movies?
Yeah, because I was going to look. You see, I was just, honey,
okay.
Memorized.
Well, I wrote it down for you. Not for me.
That's a lot. Do y'all think he need to ask them to change the scene?
Like, after the 2nd movie, I'd be like, hey, wait a damn minute.
Right. Like, we don't want to see him being a vampire in every movie, so we don't want to see him masturbating.
He's going to have a hard time throwing that bat boomerang. Sorry, Splatman.
This is just wrong. They're doing him all wrong.
It ain't about whether they want to or not. It's what the part
it's
calls
a job.
For.
How you end up in 4 movies when you dap in your lap? Like, you know, back to back. Like, 1 or 2 movies, okay.
That must mean he must do very well. Like, okay. That first one must have been amazing. Okay.
So, yo, we believe you.
Right. But would y'all take a check to do this on camera?
Not at all.
I would do both ways, yes.
What do you mean by both ways?
Because, I mean, if I was going to do it,
Not from the front and the back. Gary, that's too much.
Picture this portion.
I don't want to picture it.
We don't want to picture it. Well, moving on from one freak to another, friends of the show Lamar Odom and Sabrina Parr showed everyone how they like to kick it, and pun is totally intended. So, Sabrina posted a video to her social media of a couple joyriding, declaring Lamar as her man crush Monday while she fed him an interesting snack. Look at this.
Hell, look at some of these. A lot of Brad Miller. A lot of politics was involved. Shit, Strick never made all 13.
Theo Ratliff?
No!
Yo, he was ready to deep toe that thing.
Yeah,
he was. How he just trying to look at his phone?
He was talking and she like slowly put it in his mouth.
Oh,
I swear, every woman has. If you haven't done it to your boyfriend, that ain't really your boyfriend.
So you stick your toes in Dennis's mouth?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just funny because he was totally distracted and she like slowly. And he was like
he crawled up there.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. If I put my foot in his mouth, it's definitely while we at home. I done took a shower.
Yeah, it's
I'm
gotta
not gonna
be
put
clean.
My flip flap foot.
What about
all in
the morals
his mouth?
Of the person that's putting the foot in the mouth? If I'm putting my foot in somebody's mouth, it gotta be clean.
Right.
I gotta have a pedicure.
Right.
It can't have no sock residue in the middle.
Now,
no,
I don't have to have a pedicure.
I do.
That's on you. You're gonna have to act like it ain't hard.
Mouth be all cut.
That's on you.
Why your gums bleeding?
All right, y'all, coming up, Say It Ain't So. Did Mr. Ed just board a plane? We'll tell you all about that after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, if you're catching a plane soon, you better saddle up, honey. Passengers on a recent American Airlines flight from Chicago to Omaha, Nebraska, had an unexpected passenger on board the plane. A miniature horse by the name of Flirty. Now, Flirty, a horse, y'all. Of course, y'all. Flirty is an emotional support animal for its owner, Abrea Hensley. Beautiful name. And she even has her own Instagram. This horse is really popular, has 10,000 followers.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, everyone was in shock when they saw the horse trotting about the airport, and it was even so popular that a lot of the airline stewardess even took pictures with this horse.
Wow.
This is the epitome of white privilege. Yeah, like, where do you even put it? It don't go in the overhead bin.
Yeah.
You can't put it down there with the luggage.
No, you can't put it under your seat.
Mm-mm. You must have to buy a seat for this horse. And he sits.
I want
to
say.
And how are you going to get it to sit once you get it in the seat?
Obviously, he's trained or something.
But don't horses sleep standing up and stuff?
Yeah, but a horse has to be seated with a seatbelt on for takeoff.
No. I saw this man on the daggone plane with almost a damn greyhound. This thing was huge. And I never got a chance to look back there because he was in coach. But the dog.
Your neck don't turn like that.
My neck just... I was like, ugh.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.